This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 7th of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities are mixed. The S&P 500 was up by 70 basis points, while the Nasdaq was up by 1.3% as of the latest close. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI were flat. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 fell by 2.1%. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.143 US dollars, and the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is 4.5% and up by 3 basis points. Brent crude is up 1.2% at $73 a barrel, while gold is down 70 basis points at $4,140 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. Staying with that market backdrop, what stands out from the latest moves around Samsung and the semiconductor space?
Well, the immediate backdrop is that Samsung Electronics on Tuesday forecast a 19-fold increase in second quarter profit, marking a third straight quarter of record operating profit on continued demand for memory chips. Even so, the company's shares fell 6.9%, which contributed to the KOSPI's near 5% decline on the day. Nasdaq futures were also pointing 0.8% lower ahead of the U.S. market open.
So beyond that immediate move, why are investors starting to look beyond tech?
Following the strong rally in semiconductor stocks in the second quarter of this year, investors are increasingly looking beyond tech and toward other sectors as they reassess the next phase of the AI trade. Over the past month, for example, the S&P 500 healthcare, industrials, and financial subsegments have all outperformed the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index's 5.6% gain.
And does that shift mean your conviction on AI is changing?
The important distinction is that we remain confident in AI's growth story and continue to see attractive opportunities in semis and hardware. At the same time, we have also highlighted that the next leg of equity gains is likely to be marked by a broadening of market leadership. Investors should ensure diversified exposure across sectors and regions.
Taking the US first, what supports a broader rally there?
More broadly, the U.S. economy remains resilient, and a solid labor market, strong credit creation, and fiscal support should all help boost earnings outside the AI complex and enable this year's equity rally to broaden further. We see particular opportunities in consumer discretionary amid healthy spending, financials due to growing capital market activity and improving profitability, and healthcare thanks to policy clarity and innovation momentum. We also like industrials and utilities given improving cyclical manufacturing conditions and exposure to secular themes.
And what does that broader leadership story look like in Asia?
In Asia, the story is a combination of AI leaders and strong earnings growth. While Asia's AI hardware supply chain should continue to drive regional markets higher, the gradual normalization of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz should lead to a rebound in oil and rate-sensitive sectors, such as airlines, industrials, real estate, and financials. The value-up movement remains a structural tailwind for markets like Singapore and Malaysia, while Japanese equities should stay supported by continued share buybacks, a return of international inflows, a cyclical catch-up, and the government's growth strategy.
And how are you thinking about Europe in that context?
In Europe, while we are neutral on European equities, we see compelling opportunities in areas where structural growth, earnings resilience, and cyclical improvement align. These include the industrial sector, which benefits from themes such as reshoring, defense spending, electrification, AI data center build-out, and improving manufacturing momentum. Consumer discretionary also looks attractive as demand stabilizes and luxury spending recovers, while Germany offers selective opportunities as fiscal support, stronger earnings, and improving growth prospects support companies exposed to defense, AI, the energy transition, and automation.
So what's the overall takeaway for investors?
The takeaway is that investors should ensure their core equity allocation is broadly diversified. Those looking at transformational innovation for long-term gains should consider not just AI, but also power and resources and longevity.
Great. Thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said on Monday that there is a limit to the number of missile interceptors the alliance can offer Ukraine to repel Russia's airstrikes. Speaking ahead of the annual NATO summit this week in Turkey, he said NATO is working from every angle to produce more air defense systems. His comments came after President Volodymyr Zelensky asked NATO for more interceptors amid a shortage of US-made Patriot systems. Zelensky is due to meet President Donald Trump this week, just days after a Russian attack on Kyiv. Our view is that Reuters' comments underscore the alliance's ambitious spending targets on defense and infrastructure, and the major investment cycle Europe is in. In our view, national modernization plans point to sustained expansion in security and infrastructure, reflecting a structural shift that supports stronger visibility for sectors linked to defense, infrastructure, and industrial capacity. These are part of the opportunity set we identified in our European leaders theme, including Industry 4.0 and automation, defense and infrastructure, decarbonization, financing, as well as demographics and consumers. Looking ahead to the 8th of July, markets will also be watching Japan's current account balance for May and the FOMC minutes. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.